I think you're next. I'll take your ticket. Just right around this way just a little bit. Keep your back straight, okay? Put your books down in your locker, okay? And look it right up at the camera, okay? Yes, well, there we go. Let me focus right over here. Okay, get you in. That's good. Swing around this way just a little bit, Gina. Come on, right there. That's good.
It's Jenna.
On, look over here, Gina, right here.
It's Jenna. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Hey, Jenna.
Matt, please. No more pictures.
Come on, it's your 13th birthday. We got a document.
Hi, Tom Tom. Hey, Jenna. Hi, Beaver. How's everything at the dam? So, how'd yours come out, Rink?
Not so good.
Yeah, mine aren't so hot either.
Nuh-uh. Tom, yours are great.
Yours are the best.
God, you're so photogenic.
I'll meet you out front, okay?
Do whatever you want. It's not like she needs a play-by-play. Freak is away.
See ya.
Jenna, can I talk to you a tiny sec? So, I told Chris Grandy and the six chicks were going to your party tonight, and he said he wanted to come with.
Really?
Yeah, it's too bad we can't make it. Because we really wanted to. Didn't we, girls?
We totally did.
So much.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, Miss Measley's totally up our butts with this group project proposal. And Chris is going to come over and help us out. So I guess he can't come either.
I could write your report for you.
Fabuloso.
Invited those clones.
They're my friends.
Six chicks are not your friends, okay?
Well, almost. And someday I'm gonna be a six chick.
There's six of them, Jenna. That's the whole point. There can't be a seventh six chick. It's just mathematically impossible. Besides, you're way cooler than they are. They're totally unoriginal.
I don't want to be original, Maddie. I want to be cool.
Want some razzles?
Razzles are for kids.
Exactly. Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
JSA is a friend. Been a good friend of mine, but lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's
hey, sweetie. Tell us about your new life as a teenager, Jenna.
What did you do? Are you wearing a bra?
Go away.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
Jenna, it's going to be all right.
It is not, Mom. Look at me. This is not okay. This is fatal.
It's not fatal, honey. It's realistic.
I hate my life.
Just because you don't look like these girls in Poise magazine doesn't mean that you're not beautiful in your own way.
I don't want to be beautiful in my own way. I want to look like these people.
Well, those aren't people, honey. Those are models.
30, flirty, and thriving. Why the 30s are the best years of your life. I want to be 30.
Well, you will be, honey. But right now, you're my beautiful 13-year-old.
Baby, love, I'm a girl. I can feel you more than a nigga.
birthday, Jenna.
Oh, my God, Ben.
This is just part one of your present. I got something else to give you later.
What is it?
You know how you always wanted a Barbie dream house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to make you your own Jenna dream house.
You made all this? Oh, Maddie.
Yeah. See, that's you in your bubble bath reading your favorite magazine. And there's your bedroom with a massive stereo and every record ever made. The good ones. And there's that bum Rick Springfield loafing on the couch. And then I am to make sure the creep keeps his hands to himself. Oh, almost forgot. Wishing dust. It says, this wishing dust knows what's in your heart of hearts. It'll make all your dreams come true.
They're here. What do we do? Oh my God. Matt, I'm just gonna put this away, okay? So there's room to dance. Put some music on. Dad, you promised you were gonna stay upstairs. Go! Hi guys, the party's downstairs. Fabuloso. We've had majority rules.
Narrow, man. Narrow, hopeless people.
Freak.
Robot. I'm gonna go next door and get my Casio.
Do whatever you want, Matt. It's not like I need a play-by-play. I have an idea, girls. Let's play 7 minutes in heaven. And you can go first because you're the birthday girl. How does that one go again? Well, you go in the closet and some lucky guy's gonna go in there and do whatever he wants with you for 7 whole minutes. And guess who wants to go first?
Who?
Chris Grandy.
No way.
Way. Before I forget, where's our project proposal?
On the table.
Thanks. Remember, no peeking. Keep that blindfold on. And just so you know, Chris loves going for second base. Let's go. I think I get my brother to buy us some beer. Waiting for you in the closet.
Hey,
thought you weren't gonna come. Where are you? Oh, Chris.
It's not Chris, it's Matt.
What are you doing here? Where's Chris?
He's gone. Everybody left.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Yes, you did.
No, I just wanted to get my Casio.
Get out.
Wait, Jenna, please, just let me
get
talk
out.
To you.
No!
Jenna, please, just come out.
I hate you. I hate me. I hate everybody.
Jenna, what are you talking about?
I want to be 30.
Just let me play you this song, okay? It'll make you feel better.
I want to be 30. 30 and flirty and thriving. 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 Mom? Mom? Dad?
Jenna Rink. I live here.
Hi, sorry we missed your call.
Dad?
Well, we're not that sorry, because we're cruising in the Caribbean. So we'll be back on the 18th, so call us then. Have a good day.
You went on a cruise without me? This is a dream. This is a really weird dream.
Hey, sweet Bob.
Sweet bottom.
hear that, sir? Can you hear the
Jenna,
music?
Jenna, can you hurry up a little bit, please? He made a commitment. Jenna, can you come over here? I don't care if you have to grab him by his testicles. I want him in New York in 12 hours. He needs to be at the party. Hold on a second. Can you get in the car?
I can't get in the car. I don't get in the car with strangers.
Please get in the car. We're going to be late.
I can't get in the car. I don't know you.
Just get in the car.
I don't get in the car with strangers.
You're being a little paranoid. No, I'm still here. I'm getting in a town car to go to the office right now.
Don't let me come down and grab you.
Lucy Lyman, he has my number. Could you please get in the car? We're going to be late. Look, he made a commitment. He has my number. My name is Lucy Wyman.
Go away!
Honey, I know I'm your best friend, but the slip dress is a little 97. Unless it's retro.
Are you really my best friend?
You're pregnant.
Oh, no! Oh, my God, no!
Thank God, you scared me. What did you do last night?
Oh, see, that's the thing. Something really strange is happening. I slept in an apartment I've never seen before, and there was a naked man in my shower, and I saw his thingy.
Oh, God, not his thingy.
Driver, could you please pull over since we're here?
Stop! Wait. I don't want to get out of the... I don't think you're listening. Wait, hang on. Please listen to me. I'm 15!
Jenna, if you're gonna start lying about your age, I'd go with 27.
I know it sounds strange, but like some really weird dream is like that. Did you hear it? Did you hear that?
Would you stop being ridiculous? It's probably just Richard.
Who's Richard?
You drink too much.
Richard, your boss. Brown, curly hair, British.
Hello? Richard. Hello?
Hey, Sweet Bottom.
You. Put on your pants and stop calling me Sweet Bottom.
Baby,
get out of my house.
Hey, look,
who is that?
I don't know his name. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do.
Okay, Jenna, just calm down, okay?
We have a meeting in 10 minutes, okay? I'm going to tell you what to do. Repeat after me. I am Jenna Rank, Big Time Magazine editor.
I am?
Repeat it.
I am Jenna Rank, Big Time Magazine editor.
I'm a tough bitch. Say it.
I am a tough...
I'm going to walk into that office. I'm not going to let anyone know I'm hungover.
But that's not the point. I'm not hungover. I'm going to walk into that office and not let anyone know I'm hungover.
Because the future of Poise depends on me.
Poise? Oh, jeez.
Poise Magazine, thank you. Good morning, Miss Rank. Good morning, Miss Wyman.
Good morning. What's your name?
Who cares?
Poise Magazine.
Jenna, please don't yell at me because it's not my fault. They came in late from the printers and they need a decision right now.
Just pick one.
That one.
Love. Knew it. Genius.
Eminem's on the phone. He wants a decision now.
Plain. Peanut. Plain.
There's the dynamic duo. I trust my executive editors are late again because they were out promoting us at all the right parties.
You got it, Richard.
Richard, you're my boss.
That's right, baby. Who's your daddy?
Wayne Rink.
Morning.
Two words. Summer, St. Bart's.
Are you not going to go to Fire Island this summer?
Are you insinuating? Okay.
It's a joke.
I think you should wear the Gucci.
Really?
Yeah, it's been years. My family wanted me to go, and I went. I'm a good family person.
Is there anything else you need from me, Miss Rink?
You mean like a favor?
Sure. Like a favor.
Actually, I need to find this guy.
Okay, not a problem.
Have his number.
Arlene, will you leave us, please?
Hurry. Jenna's a little hungover today.
Rough.
Okay, children. I wonder which one Holly Housewife is going to go for, the 10th or the 11th secret?
Mm-hmm.
7 months in a row now, they scoop us. I mean, it's like they've got sparkle cams hidden in all our walls.
Richard, we're installing passwords, we're building firewalls on all the computers. Jenna fired Charlotte yesterday.
Did you? Good. I guarantee you she has friends at Sparkle. She was always taking notes.
She was a secretary.
Yeah, whatever. Our party tonight is now huge. We need to make an unequivocal statement that Poise is still hot and happening. Mm-hmm. Now, we need a new stand circ analysis done immediately. I also strongly suggest we take apart our FOB, overhaul the BOB, think about new heads, decks and slugs. Jenna, what do you think?
Can I go to the bathroom? Are your messages, and this morning your mother called from Barbados.
My mom called. I wish you told me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Frank. I thought you said never to bother you with family calls.
I did. I said that.
Please don't fire me.
No, I won't. It's not your fault. I forgot that I said that. Next time my mom calls, will you please let me know?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I have that information that you asked for. The phone number that he gave me was his parents. I told them that I work for Visa, and he's in a lot of trouble.
You lied to the Flame House.
He's in the Village, 212 Bank Street, apartment 2B.
Which village?
The Greenwich Village.
Oh, right. Cool.
Oh, wait, should I cancel your 2:30 meeting?
Jenna, and I'm looking for Matt. And I don't know if you're the right Matt, but if you used to live on Spruce Street, and if your favorite shirt is the Grey Velour one, then I need to speak to you right now, please.
Hello? You know what? I got none of that. If you're here from Ming Gardens, ring twice. If not, I really don't want it.
You're not Chinese.
Matt?
Yeah.
You're tall. You're different.
Yeah.
You don't know me? Oh, that's so weird because yesterday you were there. The thing is, it wasn't yesterday because I'm not 13.
Jenna.
Yes.
Jenna Ring.
Yes. Matt, it's me.
Hey. Come on in.
You still take pictures?
Yeah, you know, it pays the bills. Hey, Jenna, why are you here?
Well, Maddie, I told you. Something really weird is happening. Yesterday was my 13th birthday. And then today I woke up and I'm this. And you, I mean, you're that. You get it?
Yeah, I... You've been smoking pot, doing X, falling in love with a girl. Yeah, fallen into a K-hole? Are you doing drugs?
No, no. Look, I was sitting in my closet, and I skipped everything. But it's like a weird dream. I can't remember my life. You need to help me remember my life.
Me?
Yes.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know anything about you. All right? I haven't seen you since high school.
What?
We're not friends anymore, Jenna.
Maddie, you're my best friend.
No. Okay. It's cool. It's cool.
It's warm in here.
It's... Maybe I should open a window.
I think I need some fresh air. A glass of water and a
fluffy pillow,
please.
You want a glass of water? Have a seat. I'll get you some. You want a glass of water? You want ice in that?
I want a fluffy pillow!
A fluffy pillow coming right up. Sorry.
You alright?
Jen, I think you should go back to your apartment. I'll help you find it.
Jen, our lives went separate ways. We went to different colleges, different careers.
Well, what about Christmas? Didn't you want to see me then?
I think I saw you through a frosted window once 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't I home last Christmas?
Jenna, I don't know. Doesn't your crowd do St. Bart's for Christmas? I don't know. Is this you?
Yeah. This is where I live now.
Okay, so, nice seeing you. Good luck. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Matt! Who is Saint Bart?
The most depressing years of my life. Our high school yearbook.
Matt, was I a six chick?
Yeah, you're pretty much a leader.
There's Tom. I wonder what happened to her.
Last I heard, you guys are still pretty good friends. I think you actually even work together.
Lucy! Oh my god, yes. She's Lucy Wyman now. She looks so different.
Yeah, she's pretty big into the whole plastic surgery movement.
I was a prom queen.
Yep.
I went with Chris Grammy.
Yep.
This is incredible. I can't believe it. I got everything I ever wanted.
Yeah, Jenna, you got it all. Congratulations.
It's your phone.
Hello? My limousine for 8:30. I will be prepared to take my ride at that time. Oh, can you tell me where I'm going?
The Palace, 27 Wall Street.
Thank you. I'm going to a party in a limo!
Great. Looks like you're back to your old self, Jen. I should probably go.
You don't want to go to the party?
Nah, I gotta work, thanks.
Shoot, I forgot you have a job. It's kind of cool we both have jobs.
Totally.
Well, if you decide you want to come, it's going to be really fun. 27 Wall Street.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jenna. Bye-bye.
Matt!
Yeah?
What if this isn't just a dream? What if what I wished for actually happened?
Well, then you got everything you ever wanted. You might as well enjoy it. All right, Jenna. Yeah.
Arrivederci.
I'll see you.
Matt!
Yeah. Au revoir.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm Becky.
How old are you anyway?
13.
Me too. Used to be.
Why are you talking to me?
Why not? We are neighbors, right?
But you usually ignore me.
I like your shoes.
Thanks. I like your dress. It's because I've got these incredible boobs to fill it out. I like your bag.
Thanks. You should come by sometime. I've got like a zillion of them.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be totally cool.
Hey, Becky?
Mm-hmm?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell I'm wearing underwear? Because I totally am.
I think that's kind of the point.
Sort of a dangerous mermaid look. And you? Barbie meets Britney. You look just scrumdiddlyumptious.
I know. I mean, thank you. Me, everybody, Wayne Chung tonight, right?
Chief Trish Sack at 12 o'clock and headed our way.
Hi, girls. Our J-Lo issue is selling like hotcakes. How's yours doing?
Oh, my God, Trish, our thing's so bad. You had to come to our party to eat some free food. Please put some crab in your purse for later.
Yeah, you might want to keep some of that biting wit for your magazine. Or maybe you could just change the name to something more appropriate, like poison or pitiful. Whatever's more pathetic.
You know what?
You are rude and mean and sloppy and frizzy. I don't like you at all. Well, fortunately, I don't care about being liked. I care about winning.
This is delicious.
Ladies. Do I smell? Do I have bad breath? Am I malodorous in any way?
No.
Because people seem to be running for the exit like someone set off a giant stink bomb.
I don't smell anything.
I think that he means the party is a stinker. A dud, a flop, a zero on a scale of 1 to 10.
Maybe if somebody played something other than this, something with a melody.
Honey, play whatever you want to. All I know is for those people who don't start dancing really, really soon, here's to early retirement. Yippee.
No. No way.
Jenna, no way.
I'm not.
Being 30, I've decided it's gonna be totally awesome.
Of course it is. You're thin, you're hot, you can get any guy you want.
Yeah. Not to mention Biatch, the hottest magazine editor in the world.
Second hottest.
Tied for first?
Deal. And speaking of hot, Mr. Hottie behind you is totally scamming on you right now.
Can I borrow your ketchup?
Sure.
I actually came over here because I think you're really cute.
So do you want to go out sometime?
Yeah. We're gonna take off now.
Time to go. What, do you want to go to jail? I'm a bad guy.
The man? Gross. Oh.
No more daiquiris for you tonight. Find a taxi in this neighborhood.
Oh my god, it's a naked man.
Hey, beautiful.
He thinks I'm beautiful?
Well,
Well, he should. He's your boyfriend.
My boyfriend? Hey, why is that lady asking for my boyfriend's autograph?
He may not be the best New York Ranger, but he's the New York Ranger with the best ass.
Jenna?
Oh my God, Matt! Hi!
Hey. How are you? I'm, sorry about the other night.
Beaver? Is that you?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
You lost all your baby fat. How's the beef stay warm in the winter?
Yeah, it's good to see you again, too. You know, I almost didn't recognize you. Did you get a nose job?
I can't believe you're here. What are you doing here?
I'm doing some shopping with my, Jenna, this is Wendy, my fiance.
Oh. I'm Jenna.
Matt told me all about his blast from the past. It was really sweet of you to stop by.
Matty's a sweet one. I don't know what I would have done without him.
I'm sure you'll be just fine.
Are you a photographer, too?
So you guys have spent so much time talking about me.
Well, Wendy's an anchor woman.
Anchor person. I do the weather for WWE in Chicago. Actually, Matt and I were just talking about him finally joining me in the Windy City.
You're moving to Chicago?
Yeah.
We were just discussing. We haven't really... Is that Alex?
We brought up Jenna? Sorry, I'm late. Well, hi. Hey, who are you folks?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my good friend Matt, and this is his friend Wendy.
Fiance.
Right. Nice to meet you.
So weird. And this is...
You're Alex Carlson. Nice to meet you. You're a great hockey player. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Thank you. You want me to sign your shirt or your forehead or something? No, I don't do butts. I'm just joshing you, guy. Sorry, I crack a lot of jokes after we win on account of because I'm in such a good mood.
Okay, well, we should probably get going.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you, folks. All right. Nice to see you, folks. Bye. Lucy, you mind if I steal her from you for the rest of the night?
Nope. I actually had my eye on something a little better inside, so I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.
Excuse me one second. Lucy? Should I go to his place alone?
Yeah. Why not? Go play. You deserve it.
Play? I mean, like games and stuff.
Yeah. Games. All kinds of games.
I couldn't wait to see you tonight.
You want to play a game? Do you have Battleship?
Yeah, I have Battleship. I'll show you my destroyer.
I call the red board.
Well, I call the blue board.
Huh? What? Okay, I know. I forgot. I owe you one raunchy striptease. The moves on the ice and off the ice. Ice, baby.
Oh, wait. I don't want to see that till you get it. Put it away. Put it away. I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. We can play Monopoly. We can play it for cheese.
He didn't have Battleship. He didn't have any games at all.
Boys are so stupid. Oh, Becky, it's even worse than you think. I mean, how come the ones that you like never like you?
Well, you have to fight for what you want. Rule number one, love is a battlefield.
Wow, that's deep. Really deep. Good luck with fractions. Have fun at work. To the office, Tom.
57 ways. An orgasm.
57.
Touch her there underwear.
He loves you, but. He loves your butt.
Yes.
He lies, he cheats. What are you doing wrong?
There's no easy way of saying this, so I'm just going to come out with it. The certs are in. Our numbers are dismal. We're below 600,000 total circulation. Sparkle is closing in on 1 million. I've just come off the phone with corporate, and they have dropped the R word.
Redesign? Redesign poise.
Wait. Sparkle copies everything we come up with, everything we do, and we have to redesign? That's total bullshit.
Well, either we redesign and bring up our numbers, or they pull the plug.
Richard, redesign is a death sentence.
No, it's not. It's a chance to have some fun. Let Sparkle have all our secondhand, stale, grody ideas. We'll open up the FOB, overhaul the BOB. It's time for us to pull together and prove we have some poise left.
Well, I shall be leaving it to my dynamic duo to come up with something utterly fabulous.
We have 2 weeks, 4 hours, and 30 minutes.
Yeah. I have your urgent messages.
Let's hear them.
Well, okay. Emily Pratt called and wanted me to tell you, I can't believe you scooped my story on Vivian Tam, you backbiting little bitch. That was a new level of sleaze, even for you. I hope you die in one of her casual pantsuits.
Oh, my God, that was so mean.
Ms. Lewis called. She said, I hope you choke on your own bile, you pretentious, conniving snake.
Maybe I should be there myself.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, great. Miss Ringsline?
Put that little bitch on the phone now.
Please, sir, don't take that to home with me. I'm just her assistant.
Tell her to call Todd.
Sweet Bottom, you seem uptight. Let me come over and give you my...
Yes?
Alex is on line one, Miss Ring.
Oh, gag me. Can you please tell him I'm busy?
Okay, but he wants to know what time would be good for dinner.
How about in 10 zillion years? Ask him how that works.
Okay, I'll ask. Yeah?
I'm sorry to bother you again, Miss Rink, but Pete Hansen is here to see you.
Who?
Tracy from the art department's husband.
Oh, okay, sure.
Just dropping off Tracy's lunch. Thought I'd say hello.
You brought Tracy her lunch. That's so sweet.
What are you doing?
What's wrong, Pookie?
Pookie? Pookie, you're married and to a girl I work with.
Well, that didn't stop us from rattling some desk drawers loose last week. So come on. Lie down and take a memo.
Now listen, I want you to hire the best photographer, and I don't want Jenna to find out.
No, roger that.
Okay.
God, what's up with her lately anyway?
I mean, she seems so...
lost.
I have no idea. I'm getting so sick of having her around with this crazy new act that she has going on. You know she stole Charlotte's idea, right? And then she fired her? I say we go ahead with our own presentation and let her fall on her ass.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, you're not Cajun.
Wanna go for a walk?
Sure.
I still can't believe you're getting married.
2 weeks.
Is she your soulmate, Wendy?
My soulmate? I don't know. I don't know if I believe in those. I think that's kind of naive.
But you get goosebumps, so when you're around her, and butterflies.
No, I haven't gotten crazy like that about a girl since high school, thank goodness.
Maddie. What? What happened to us? I mean, how come we never stayed friends?
I don't know, I forget.
No, what happened?
I don't know, I can pretty much peg it to your 13th birthday party. You were in the closet playing that game, what is it, Spin the Rapist?
The 7 minutes in heaven and everybody ditched, and that is the last thing I remember.
Look, we don't have to get into this. It's such a long time ago, it really doesn't matter anymore.
It matters to me. Just tell me.
Well, you came out of the closet, and I started to sing my birthday song to you, and then you picked up and threw at me with impressive force, I might add, the dream house that I spent 3 weeks building for you, and then you just stopped being my friend, and you never spoke to me again after that, ever.
I'm so sorry.
Forget it, Jen. It was a long time ago. It doesn't matter.
Matt, stop being so nice to me. I don't deserve it. Do you know what kind of person I am now? I mean, do you know who I am right now? I don't have any real friends. I did something bad with a married guy. I don't talk to my mom and dad. I'm not a nice person. And the thing is, I'm not 13 anymore.
Jenna?
Then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
What in the world? What?
Child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh. you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you?
Mom, Do you ever wish you could go back? Like to another time?
I wouldn't mind giving back some of these wrinkles.
If you were given one do-over, anything in your life, what would it be?
Nothing.
Really?
Really?
But did you ever make a big mistake? A huge one that could change your life? What about that?
Well, Jenna, I know I made a lot of mistakes, but I don't regret making any of them.
How come?
Because if I hadn't have made them, I wouldn't have learned how to make things right.
Sorry, I missed last Christmas.
I actually tried to call you a bunch of times.
I didn't get any messages.
I was in a hurry. But I did try to reach you. I actually wanted to talk to you about this whole redesign thing. I hope you don't mind, but I've sort of been working on something on my own. It's really last minute. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not. Because I'm doing the same thing.
Jenna.
Hey.
Someone's got a big photo shoot going on.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Did you bring them?
Oh, yeah, I got a few. What do you got?
I'm hiring you. Actually, Poise is hiring you for the week. Here.
Whoa.
This is just the first half. You get the rest when we're finished.
You know, Jen, I could really use this, but you don't need to do me any favors.
I'm asking you to do me a favor. I love your work. I hope you'll do this with me.
You know, Jen, I've seen your magazine. My stuff is not your style at all.
Exactly.
Go get Francis. There we go. Okay, let's do it.
Woo!
Okay, everybody.
Okay, everybody, climb up there. Lots of energy.
Sorry.
Nice, you're the real deal.
Top.
All right. Jenna, this is your class of 2004.
Holding hands with you when we're out at night. Got a girlfriend who's
whenever I talk about you.
Yeah, they came out okay, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, it's getting late. I should get home. It's getting pretty late here.
You know what I wish I had right now?
No, what?
Razzles.
Razzles? Wow, I haven't had Razzles in 15 years.
Remember, they're both a candy and a gum.
That's incredible.
I can't believe they had them. Okay, don't waste a minute.
It's been a long time. Careful.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Life, timing, being here with you, eating Razzles. Yeah, I've had a really great time working with you this week.
Me too.
And everything.
Yeah. Hey, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something. What color is my tongue?
What? What?
What color is my tongue?
It's
what color
red.
Is
it? Red. I don't know. Red.
Red, or tongue red?
Razzle red.
Show me yours.
What?
Show me your tongue. Come on, I showed you mine.
Showing you my tongue?
Show me your tongue. Come on, Matt, I showed you mine.
I didn't ask to see yours.
Matty, I need to see your tongue. That's all right. You want to know a secret?
Yeah.
You're the sweetest guy I've ever known.
Bet I can still beat you up the job. Whoever goes the furthest, the other owes a drink.
An Orange Julius.
We'll upping the stakes.
And dinner Friday night at 8 o'clock at the 24th Street Diner to celebrate our redesign being chosen.
Deal. One.
two. Are you okay?
I should have talked him wrong. Oh, I'm getting old.
No, you're not, because that means I am.
Well.
Hey.
Yeah?
You got arm hair.
Never quite got that reaction before.
Like it wasn't even me. Like I just watched us down below kissing. And I just floated home on a cloud.
That is so romantic.
Oh my god.
Goosebumps.
Totally, no, they won't go away.
Do you love him?
Duh.
When are you going to see him again?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if I can.
What?
It's complicated. It's a grown-up thing.
Well, at least you have someone to dream about.
Guys don't exactly want to jump your bones when you're metal mouth.
What is that attitude? We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand. Love is a battlefield.
Start reading Poise for the first time in my life.
Nah, I got a place I rent in Brooklyn.
That'll work?
All right, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Hey, I wasn't expecting to see you. Wendy, I thought you were flying in tomorrow.
What, are you expecting someone else?
Huh? No, hey.
I want to take you to lunch. Are you hungry?
Yeah. Wow, what a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how was your flight?
It was good. You can take pictures of vitamin bottles anywhere. And I was just thinking that we should really just try to resolve this now. Instead of being a commuter couple during our first year of marriage, you know?
What? I'm sorry. Could you, I missed that.
Arlene, mm-hmm. Jenna, do you have any more?
My balls, excuse my French, are in an iron vice. Corporate are twisting and squeezing like a bunch of dominatrixes on steroids, and now Lucy is presenting her own redesign without you. Will you tell me what's going on, please?
What is going on is that you're going to have more choices.
With all due respect to Lucy, I am far more anxious to know what you've been working on.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to compliment you, I'm trying to pressure you.
How long until your balls get totally squished?
Hopefully never. I'm really rather attached to my balls.
Can they hang in there till 5?
Jenna, you are not yourself at the moment. You know that, don't you? Since when do you keep me out of the loop? I'm really freaking out here.
Jenna, the rest of the prints are ready.
Oh, goody. Hang in there, Richard.
Why does nobody listen to a word I say anymore?
Arlene, aren't you coming?
Oh, you're invited, are you? Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Oh, no,
excuse me. Go ahead. You know, what am I? I'm just the editor-in-chief. Whatever.
We gotta go to 23rd, please, between 5th and 6th.
Into 29, what's 23rd?
The new and improved Poise will explore the last frontier. It will go heroin chic, one better. It will OD. It will kill. Cause of death? Chicness. The new Poise will go farther than any fashion magazine ever before. It will be deadly serious. Fashion suicide. So what do you think?
We have 2 minutes. Okay. Hurry.
Jeez.
I know this is different. I mean, from anything we've ever done. And I know you might hate it and think I'm completely crazy. But I won't care, even if I get fired. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. It's just that I've realized something. Who are these women? Does anyone know? I don't recognize any of them. I want to see my best friend's big sister. And the girls from the soccer team. My next door neighbor.
Real women who are smart and pretty and happy to be who they are. These are the women to look up to. Let's put life back into the magazine. And fun and laughter and silliness. I think all of us want to feel something that we've forgotten or turned our backs on. Because maybe we didn't realize how much we were leaving behind. We need to remember what used to be good. If we don't, we won't recognize it even if it hits us between the eyes.
Manhattan, Sparkle Magazine on Park Avenue.
Sparkle Magazine.
Trish Sackett, please.
Jen, I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, but I really have to talk to you.
Hey, Beaver. I mean, Matt, I'm sorry. Old habits die hard, you know.
Fine, is Jenna around?
Are you here about your photos?
No, actually, I'm not.
I guess I should just tell you that Jenna's decided to go in a different direction with a more established photographer. She actually is gonna use the guy who shoots all the official photos of her sweetie pie, so don't take it personally, because there's just a little bias. I'm sorry to be so honest with you, because I think your pictures are really cute.
It's nice talking to you.
Hey, Matt. While I've got you here, do you want to sign a general release and maybe we can use your pictures in a catalog or something?
Fine.
right? Jenna, I was just looking for Matt. I wanted to tell him some really, really great news about his photographs, and everybody loved him.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell him when he gets back. He's just not getting his tux.
His tux?
I know. Men. Everything's the last minute. I mean, hello, we're getting married tomorrow. This will be the cutest little backyard wedding since I don't know when.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'll tell Matt you stop by.
Okay.
Bye.
We want to feel something again that we've forgotten because we didn't stop to notice how much we're leaving behind. We need to remember what used to be good. You ready?
The meeting's canceled, Jenna.
What, until tomorrow?
It's over.
It's over?
Lucy. She took all your designs to Sparkle, everything. She's their new editor-in-chief. Your photos showed up in Sparkle online last night. Today they're in the outdoor ads everywhere. I mean...
She can't take Matt's pictures. Those belong to us. She can't do it.
And she is. She got him to sign this.
Lucy, you stole Matt's pictures.
Oh, which one do you want to be today, the pot or the kettle? If you don't mind, I'd like to be the pot. Maybe the kettle. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. They're both black.
What are you talking about?
I found this in your office yesterday. Does it look familiar to you? It has your name on it.
You went through my things?
Oh, give me a break. How horrible. How terrible. I can't believe I did it.
What is this? I don't even know what this is.
Okay, you can wipe off the doe-eyed Bambi watching her mother get shot and strapped to the back of a van look from your face. I talked to Trish Sackett yesterday. It's okay, Jenna. I know all about your little deal. It's a sweet little deal, actually. Editor-in-chief, if you help him hit 1 million copies, so you give him tips.
Oh, my God.
Not bad. I just wish I would have thought of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, I know I'm taking your job, and you can stay here with the magazine that you single-handedly flushed down the toilet.
What about Matt? Why did he sign this? What did you say to him?
I think that I told him you had decided to go in a different direction, which you are now. I might have told him something else, too, but I just can't remember.
Jenna. Jenna Rink.
Yeah?
Chris Cranby. So what are you doing? Are you married? Because if you're single, I definitely want a number.
We could get together, you know. I'm still living at home. Well, not still.
Come on, Cranby.
Holy Christ! Jason Satoon, we first tangled tongues to.
Huh?
What's the dude who sings this? Rick Springsteen. Yeah.
It's Springfield, Grandy. I'm out of here.
What? I thought you wanted my number. What? Ow. And she's running with that body.
just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had just his girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
I'll take these. I don't know what Lucy said to you about me, but I want you to know that whoever that was she was talking about wasn't me.
It doesn't matter what Lucy said. I stopped trusting her after she stole my pop rocks in the third grade.
Matt, I am not the awful person that I know that I was. I don't even know that person. And I'd like to believe, I have to believe that if you knew that, if in your heart you really, really knew that, you wouldn't be getting ready to marry someone right now unless that someone were me.
Jenna, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, I have felt things these past few weeks that I didn't know I could feel anymore. But I have realized in these past few days, you can't just turn back time.
Why not?
I moved on. You moved on. We've gone down different paths for so long. We made choices. I chose Wendy. That's her family down there. We care about each other, you know? You know what? You don't always get the dream house, but you get awfully close. Please don't cry, Jay.
No, I'll be fine, I promise. Please.
You're not gonna whip it at me?
No. Look, I won't have you be late. Just go. Go on, I'm fine. I'm just crying because I'm happy. I want you to be so, so happy. I love you, Matt. You're my best friend.
Jedi. I've always loved you.
Jenna's waiting for you in the closet.
Doing?
Come on. Sorry, I forgot my scarf. You know what? You can be the pot and kettle all by yourself from now on. Fiosh. Come on, Matt. What did you call me? We're gonna be late.
For what?
You'll see.
We are young.